Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. So here we are in another waxing lunar cycle from the new moon in Virgo, which for a Virgo new moon was pretty intense. But I already talked about that. I don't need to review it. Now we are in the crescent phase and heading toward not a full moon in Pisces, as we might expect as opposite Virgo, but remember that this was a late Virgo moon, and we are heading, in fact, toward a full moon in Aries. This also will be intense because there's a lot going on in the cardinal signs and in Aries in particular. So this is not a quiet, let me correct that. This may seem outwardly like a quiet cycle. It will not be in terms of the intensity and the level of exploration, personal, deep exploration that we are invited, that we are called to do. And as I will review here the dates and where the moon is, I think you can see where I'm coming from. Because this morning, just before noon in my Eastern time zone, we did enter the crescent moon, which was in Scorpio. And the moon still is in Scorpio because the waxing sextile moon, part of the crescent moon phase, tomorrow, 2:13 p.m., will likewise be in Scorpio. Then we come to the first quarter moon, which will be in Capricorn on Wednesday, September 23rd, 9:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, followed by the waxing trine moon in Aquarius, Saturday, September 26th at 9:30 a.m., the gibbous moon will also be in Aquarius on Sunday, September 27th at 7 a.m. We will reach that full moon in Aries on the 1st of October. Let's notice the inflection points of the moon, the points of emphasis that we notice on this waxing journey. Crescent Scorpio, waxing sextile Scorpio, first quarter Capricorn, waxing trine Aquarius, gibbous Aquarius. Scorpio, modern ruler Pluto, ancient ruler Mars. Capricorn and Aquarius share the same ancient ruler, which is Saturn. The modern ruler of Aquarius is Uranus. So what we have here is Scorpio, which is fixed water, Capricorn, which is cardinal earth, Aquarius, which is fixed air, all very intense signs, especially this year, because the heralds, the messengers, the signifiers of the major challenges we're facing worldwide are hanging out in Capricorn. So Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter right now, Mars in the past, South Node, Capricorn's been an intense place. So under ordinary circs, Virgo tends to be anxious, but also quiet, humble, service-oriented. And yet this year, we had a really intense setup for that Virgo new moon. That intensity is reflected in the inflection points, as I mentioned, the markers of our waxing cycle. So let's move into a more detailed consideration of each one of those and what we might be wanting to look out for, plan for, work with, flow with as we're on this journey. I've already shared my post about today's crescent moon in Scorpio, which for me invoked a sense of being on the border. This is part of the crescent moon phase anyway, in the sense that we are wishing, moving into our new moon growth phase, but still trailing those clouds of the past, still feeling tied and unresolved, perhaps not ready to fully commit, or perhaps not having complete clarity on what we're meant to be going forward with. So we're at a bit of an in-between phase, and what I pointed out about this crescent phase is that its borders, edges, edge environments are really generative. So even if there's a lack of clarity, a feeling of being held between past and future, this is not a bad thing. This is a place of growth and fertility at an indistinct moment that we can grow through and with. So tomorrow we'll reach the waxing sextile, a moment of clarity, a moment of insight, also in Scorpio. And this one, to me, is full-on shadow. At this waxing sextile, the sun will be in the final anaretic degree of Virgo. The moon will be in the final anaretic degree of Scorpio. Lots of intensity there, because if you recall, that third decan of Virgo invokes, not to put too fine word on it, evokes death and decay. Virgo, mutable, changeable earth, is a place in its final decan where we recognize and accept that our physical life, our material life, our material world moves in cycles that include death, that include endings. This links back to that Borderlands theme that I chose, that I identified for the crescent moon phase, which we're still in at this waxing sextile, because here we are in a waxing cycle. Things are new, things are growing, we're planting new seeds, and now we're being asked to recognize that there's endings here too, that on the surface of things might not seem to fit, and yet it does. Because what do we plant new seeds in except for the compost of what has gone before? And with the sun poised at the final degree of Virgo, what that means is we are about to move into the autumn equinox, which will happen on September 22nd when the sun moves into zero Libra. So we are in the northern hemisphere, which is where our Western astrology was developed, and it is a seasonal astrology. We are at that hinge of the year where we are moving into a time when there are cycles of plants dying back, crops being harvested, animals beginning to slow down their life cycles and prepare for a very quiet, almost in some cases, death-like time. It works. We're tending to shadow also a very generative, fertile, if sometimes scary, part of our psyches and the collective unconscious. The first quarter moon is when we're trying stuff out. We have some ideas now, some plans, some thoughts about what we should be doing. We may not be expert at it yet, but we're going to give it a go. The same day as the first quarter moon, we will have a Mercury square to Saturn. And on this same day, Mercury will enter its shadow at 25 degrees of Libra, preparing for its final retrograde of this calendar year, a retrograde that will begin in mid-October and end on the 3rd of November, which is the U.S. Election Day. So, again, intensity in this cycle. The moon is only in the first degree of Capricorn, the sun, of course, in the first degree of Libra. It is Mercury, who is at 26 Libra, opposing Mars, and both squaring Saturn. But there is a sense in this cycle of things coming up for review and exploration from the psyche, from the unconscious, that will inform and support us as we go forward. At that waxing trine, which is part of the first quarter phase, we'll have an Aquarius moon, which is all about seeing things clearly. This is a trine, so we have 3 degrees of Aquarius moon trining, flowing with a 3 degrees Libra sun. Mercury in that very final anaretic intense degree of Libra at that moment. So we have the opportunity to use our brains, get that clarity of insight and vision, clear the fog as we continue on in this cycle. At the gibbous moon, still in Aquarius, but now at 20 degrees, we may feel more of a sense of challenge, of needing to hold our ground, if you will. That moon is opposing Venus at 24 degrees of Leo. Now, the moon and Venus, they work well together. A Leo-Aquarius opposition is going to ask us where we stand. What do we stand for? What are we willing to align with, advocate for, speak our mind about? This Moon-Venus opposition is also trining and sextiling the nodes of the moon, which are South Node at 23 Sagittarius and North Node at 23 Gemini. So we are looking at what's happening, and there's a certain potential for ferocity here, because the other factor at this gibbous moon is that Mars at 25 Aries, flanked by Eris at 24 and Black Moon Lilith at 27, those three are trining Venus, sextiling the moon, and also trining and sextiling the nodes of the moon. So yes, we're going to be asked to stand up and be counted for something. But are we going to do it while holding on to our principles, Moon in Aquarius, or getting angry, Mars in Aries? Letting things get out of hand, potentially, Mars in Aries with Eris and Black Moon Lilith. So yes, this waxing cycle is asking us to grow in terms of our understanding of our own inner drives. And then, at the time of the gibbous moon and moving into a full moon in Aries, the illumination, I feel, is going to revolve around what it is we're prepared to stand up for, what it is we're prepared to go on record, stand in the spotlight, and say, yes, this is what I believe. This is what I'll fight for. This is what I'll advocate for. This is who I am. So take the time to see what's bubbling up, what is emerging that wants to be addressed, that wants to be explored in your psyche, in your personal unconscious, in the collective unconscious that is accessible to you. It will be worth it. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing all of us the insight that we need to continue to navigate this most challenging year. To know what our best courses of action are that will lead all of us, I hope and trust, through to a better world. As always, thank you for listening.